Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Designed to give you a critical analysis, a bird's eye view of the Creator, the Almighty, the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the Creator all nations. To give you a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment of Isaiah, leaving no stone or leaf unturned and burning the midnight oil when you're off the show. Not just taking these studies by chance and a happenstance, but taking them in its truest form, in its rawest form, and getting to some firm conclusion where you can establish a more constructive and positive relationship with the Creator and with each other. Because unfortunately, if you don't get the one right with the Creator, the Almighty, the Father, you won't get anything else right either. It's true. But you may be asking, Yom Soup, who is the we? Well, Katria from New York City. Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Akira from Hawaii. Brother Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and yours truly. But before we get started in our studies, which is a short study for us, the book of Isaiah is concerned, chapter 39. Basically, let me give you a synopsis. Chapter 39 is talking about a king, and that applies to most of us nowadays. We like to show off. We like to show off. We like to show off, and show off. And all this has an ill effect. And even that being said, the king didn't care about what on after him, just like some of us. He only cared about the circumstances that were pertaining to him and his time frame, not caring about how the nation would fare after he was gone, just like some of us today. We have the same, some of us have the same mind frame. We talk too damn much, and we tell everybody our business. And then we find out we in the wrong. Oh, well, Lola ain't got no problem. Come on, man. Certainly ain't King Dawood now, is it? But before we get started in our studies, I have one contemporary coming. On Food's Book, and you know there's plenty of foods on Food's Book. That's why I call it Food's Book. I make the statement that Vladimir Putin, as Katria refers to him, is a war criminal. And criminals don't stop committing crimes until they're stopped. I guess someone took issue with that, and they tossed up America and what America did and so on and so forth. And, you know, I don't argue with fools. I don't correct a fool in their folly. The only thing I said, I stand behind my position. And you had your say. And furthermore, I'm not a defense attorney for Vladimir Putin, as Katria refers to, nor these United States of America, nor NATO for that matter. See, we talk too damn much. Instead of listening to what he said, we try to throw everything into the, I'm not talking about America. I know the daughter of Babylon travesties. I'm talking about this man invading a country that's not of his own. He took Crimea. He has a history of killing people in his own country. Now, you want to be his defense attorney. I'm not the defense attorney for Vladimir Putin, as Cartier refers to, nor these United States of America, this Western Him. I am a defense attorney, if I am one, for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaku, who created all nations. Okay? Don't get it twisted. That being said, let me bring on Cartier from New York City. Cartier, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is out. Shalom.
Shalom. Bless you, O my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to him. Can you hear me?
Shalom, yeah, I hear you. Do it again.
Shalom, family.
Yeah, do it again, Katria. Of course, you broke up on that latter part.
Bless you, all my soul. All that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, how y'all doing?
I'm doing okay, brother. Shalom, how you doing? How's the family?
Everybody's good. Everybody's well.
That's good.
Yeah, in the news is Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. His incursion into Ukraine. But you know that the Most High controls all things. And he,
exactly,
you know, moves the nations the way he wants them to move.
Exactly.
So the Most High has been shaking up the world for the past maybe, 3 years, since 2019, the 400
exactly.
years that he mm-hmm. prophesied with Abraham. Right. And ever since then, things have been topsy-turvy. So we've seen the pestilence. They had a plague of locusts in East Africa. They was talking about hundreds of billions of locusts. Not hundreds of millions, but hundreds of billions. And then we have the plague. They called it COVID-19, Corona, Delta, Omicron, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, the pestilence, the plague, the famine, yeah. and now we're seeing the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True
now
be
we're
told.
Seeing the sword.
True be told.
So, and the one that wields the big swords on the earth are these European powers with their military might. And they think that they rule by might. But yeah. Most of us says not by might, nor by strength, but by that which proceeds out of my mouth, which is why we're in these studies, because we want to find out what Yah has to say. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Kaji. Thank you very much, my brother. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom, sister.
Thank you. Shalom, you brothers. How
shalom,
you doing?
Shalom, Sister Yehudi.
We're doing good. Right, how you doing? Thank you very much.
Very good, yes, sir. Yeah, you know, people going to make comments,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you make that comment out in Facebook, as you call it, Fool's Book. And you just made a point. You just,
right.
he's a scrupulous leader. I agree to that. I did some research on him.
Right.
And he thinks he's justified on his mindset because,
right.
you know, it was all part of Russia back way back in the 90s.
Right.
And the people rebelled. Separated in different nations. So, more to it, but it is what it is.
Right.
So, it's life.
Well, you're right. So, that's life. You can't
yeah.
put a gun on me and make me come back. I don't want to come back. Come on, man. Shoot me. Get back in the game. I mean, y'all, man, since 19. I don't want to come out. I don't love you no more. Get in there.
But you know what But I've learned something. Why don't too much make comments? Not unless I have to go through a long summation, kind of, because they don't know me. Not unless someone knows me. You know,
right.
like I can say something on your post or Cartrill, and you
right.
guys know me, so no problem.
Right.
But these people
right.
out here, they just take it for face value and just entertainment purposes. Yeah, they don't
yeah.
think. I mean, it could be used
yeah.
for positiveness. There's some positive things in there, but you're right.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of fools on there.
Right, and they like, you know what, Sister Yehudi, I've learned when people use many words, there's transgressions. And so they seem to want to write a summation on a simple comment, maybe
mm-hmm.
2-3 sentences at the most. They want to write a whole lesson plan.
mm-hmm.
It ain't that important to me. I just made a simple statement. I have that right.
Right.
He had a right to make his summation, you know. So like
but
I
you know,
uh-huh.
there are people in America that admire Vladimir Putin,
so
like
know.
Donald Trump.
And that's,
Donald Trump,
right.
Mike Pompeo, he's given accolades to Vladimir Putin. And what Vladimir Putin thinks he's doing, he's acting like he's standing up for righteousness by reestablishing ancient boundaries.
Right.
Okay, let's go there, right? Let's go there.
Okay.
Let's reestablish
right.
the ancient boundaries, Vladimir Putin, because all your Europeans will have to go home to Europe and give back the lands who you are brutally and violently have, you know, taking these people's land.
Right.
Let's reestablish the ancient landmarks. And when we do
right.
that, we will be home.
Right.
We will be home.
And that's that on that. I agree with you, Cartier. If you're going to keep it real all the way. Not part of the way, not half of the way. Keep it real, the last time up, as Cartier refers to it. I agree, Cartier. All right.
Yes, sir.
Let us bring on Brother Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Brother Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, elders. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay.
Ezekiel. Yes, ma'am.
That's what's up. All praises. Good, good. All praises, blessing, and glory go to the heavenly Abba, Yah.
Praise Yah.
And I'm glad to be here on another show and able to be blessed to, you know, help sharpen each other, reflect off of each other and things, and, you know, continue to be on this righteous path of holding the Most High's hand. So I'm blessed and happy, even more happy, really blessed for his green plants on this earth. Good thing. Anyway, what's going on today? We heard about Putin taking over, starting to cross over to Ukraine and trying to take the land or whatever.
Yeah, he's still taking falling flags, putting on the hits.
I didn't hear you. Who was talking? Okay.
I'm sorry. I should have muted my phone. That was my family.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all, let's put in a little work. It's not a very long chapter, chapter 39. Mm-hmm. And as I referred to in the synopsis before we get started, King Hezekiah is showing up to show off and showboat, and it's going to cost the nation. But his attitude is like, okay, well, it ain't going to happen my time. That's not the right attitude. That's not King Dawah's attitude. He should have repented and prayed and so on and so forth, just like he repented and prayed and rent his clothes and so on and so forth, prayed to the Most High for the nation's sake. But he's not King Dawah, now, is he? Although he did some good things, he certainly is not King Dawah. The nation comes first, not what's in your individual best interest. He don't understand. A lot of people don't understand the nature of team. A lot of people only want to get something out of the team. And when I'm saying team, I'm talking about nation. It is about team, nation. It's not about getting something out of the team. It's about being on the team. But of course, the King Hezekiah has dropped the ball in this area, just like some of us today as I speak. Praise the Most High. Let's get started. Chapter 39 of Isaiah. At the time of Merodach Baladan, son of Baladan, the king of Babylon, sent envoys with a letter and a gift, sending him out to King Hezekiah, who had heard about his illness and recovery. King Hezekiah was pleased. I mean, he got sent out by that coming. He showed them his treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, fragrant oil, and all his armory, and everything that was to be found in his storehouses. There was nothing in his palace or in all his realm that King Hezekiah did not show them. Then the prophet Isaiah came to King Hezekiah. What he demanded of him, did those men say to you? Where have they come from? They've come to me, replied King Hezekiah, from a far country, from Babylon. Next he asked, what have they seen in your palace? And King Hezekiah replied, they've seen everything that is in my palace. There's nothing in my storehouses that I did not show them. Then Isaiah said to King Hezekiah, all right. Hear the word of Yah of hosts. A time is coming when everything in your palace, which your ancestors have stored up to this day, will be carried off to that very same Babylon. Nothing will be left behind, says the Elohim. And so even that, some of your sons, your own issue, whom you have fathered, will be taken to serve as eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. And here, King Hezekiah had the response. King Hezekiah declared to Isaiah, the word of the Elohim that you have spoken is good. But this was his thought. For he thought, it means that safety is assured for my time. I ain't got to worry about none of it. I don't care nothing about the future for the nation. I don't even care about my children. I'm only worried about me. What a pitiful way to think. And some of us, unfortunately, feels the very same way. It's all about me. I'm something special. Although you put the nation in jeopardy by showing the Babylonians our treasuries, and that's the only thing you can say? That's the only way you feel about our nation that you put in jeopardy? How pitiful, King Hezekiah. And I'll show you, as I speak, some of us feel the very same way. It's all about me. I'm something special. Praise the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Gabriel.
Yes.
Rudy and Ezekiel. May the Most High bless you, direct you in order your steps. You have the mics.
King Hezekiah really did think that he was something special, because the Most High did something special for him, right? He turned back the sun, which you said 10 degrees, 10 hours,
yeah,
and extended his life 15 years.
Right.
So he lost his mind. He really lost his mind. He didn't care about the sons. He didn't care about the future. He didn't care about nothing else. Who opens their house for strangers to see everything, much less a king, to see the treasury of a nation? Right? Don't they have security forces that, like, you know, you can't come through this. This is the nation's treasure. This dude got his hands open wide for anybody, everybody, come in and see the treasury of a nation. Who does that?
Hmm.
So, in reality, King Hezekiah lost his mind, and it cost the nation, because he had to answer to the Most High, didn't he? Our kings had checks and balances, and the prophet Isaiah put him in check. Like, King, you can't just do what you want to do. There's consequences for what you do. And what you've done, you have to pay for. And the nation's going to pay for it. Right? And the census is bad. Your sons are going to be units. He didn't even care. Oh, what you said is good. What you said is good. My sons are going to be eunuchs? Who says that? I hope you know what a eunuch is.
Cartrill. That's why.
So his reply to Isaiah the prophet, the word of Yah, which you have spoken, is good. No, it's not, fool. No, it's not. For he thought in his mind, there's going to be peace in my days, the 15 years you blessed me with. Freak everything else. I don't care about my sons becoming eunuch. I don't care about the treasuries that King David stored up until his time. You don't care about that being carried away to Babylon. What's the matter with you, King Hezekiah?
That's why I hesitated momentarily before I handed the mic off, because I was just so appalled at King Hezekiah and his flippant response and his selfishness. I was so appalled. That's why the hesitation came in before I handed the mic off.
And like you said, that's a strong spirit in our nation, selfishness. And our enemies exacerbate that. Now it's the I generation. It's all about me, not a team, not a nation. That's why it's so hard to gather this nation, because everybody is about themselves, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
So true. Plus, it reminds me when Yamsu was reading, I remember talking for the elders, you don't let anybody in your home. And see, there's so many connections and parallels in our human life that we were taught that are in the scriptures. It's just that we weren't taught or revealed. It's about us. See what I'm saying? And
yes. Yeah.
He was vocal.
You know why he was vocal? because he thought he was bulletproof, and he was. He got 15 years. God promised him, right? So now he's just opening up everything. He's like, he thinks he's bulletproof. He got 15 years guaranteed to him. He saw the Most High do the miracle for him. But that doesn't give you a right, the right to open up the vulnerability of our nation. Because you are the king.
Like I said, Katya, brother, he certainly wasn't the king, Darwin, now was he?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Nobody can match up to him anyway.
King David didn't need the Most High to extend his life 15 more years.
Mm-hmm.
As he kind of did.
Right. And you know what?
He was.
My apologies.
No, go ahead.
It's just, and Cartier alluded to it, that unfortunately that mindset had left individuals in our nation now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't understand the concept of team nor nation. And he succinctly pointed out that if you can't understand that, woe be unto us. If we can't understand unification, looking out for the best interests of the nation and each other, and concern, offer some concern that something happened with the women folks, something happened with the men folks, something happened with the children folks, something happened with us universal. Have some concern instead of, it's all about me, I'm something special, hell with everybody else. That's a bad attitude to have.
King Hezekiah was something special. Who receives word from Yah like he did?
Yes.
Most High turned the clock back as a sign for him, like you said, 10 degrees, 10 hours. Wow. Yes. And extended his life 15 years. Wow. Took him out of his sickness with a fig. So now
right.
You think he's bulletproof, right?
We say you think he's bulletproof, bro.
Oh, yeah. Because y'all's not going to go back in his word.
No.
But don't lose the codification that got you that communication, that got you there in the first place. Now you just throw all the codifications out the window. You don't care about your son becoming eunuchs to Babylon. And you think that the word that Isaiah just brought you was good? What was good about it? Oh,
nothing.
You going to be at peace because you know you got 15 years. And I'm sure he didn't have peace. He might have lived 15 years, but I'm sure he wasn't at peace.
Right. And like I said, he was no King Dawid. We know King Dawid. We study King Dawid. King Hezekiah was no King Dawid. King Dawid King Dawid was right then, my brother. He would right then rent his clothes, put on sackcloth, ran to the temple. As far as there, he would have fasted and prayed. We know it because he done it. But for him not to do anything, I don't even want to talk about King Hezekiah no more. Y'all go ahead.
King Hezekiah, he was only the king of the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. His great-great-great-great-great-father, King David, was king of 12 tribes. So he had much more responsibility. Matter of fact, before he became king, he had to secure the nation militarily. So Hezekiah can't even, you know, match up to what King David amounted to be.
There's a lesson to be learned.
Not
in
the place.
Exactly.
There's a lesson.
It is.
And that lesson, it's still, when the Most High deliver you out of something, help you, support, you know, guide you, keep you safe, we're still supposed to be humble.
Exactly.
And, you know, and we see it all the time, people are boastful. And don't recognize the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. The Most
King
High.
Has a
problem. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. He didn't recognize a great man that he had in his midst, the prophet Isaiah.
Right. There you go.
And he should have always sought the counsel of that prophet in anything that he did.
And
he
wasn't
really the equivalent to King Saul, because King Saul had the prophet Samuel, who was trying to guide him by way of the direction that the Most High was guiding Samuel by to lead this king. So Isaiah was there for King Hezekiah, but he chose not to really use him as a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we study in Proverbs? There's safety in counselors.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to be counseled. King Hezekiah didn't want to be counseled. And today as I speak, unfortunately, it's sad to say some of us don't want to be counseled. And that's sad.
That's going to be our downfall.
Right.
Because it's not going to connect you to wisdom. Rebuke. You got to take rebuke. We know we're not what we're supposed to be. So rebuke helps us get to the level by way of what the Most High is telling us, according to our character, to get to a higher level spiritually with him. Because I'm talking about King Hezekiah don't measure up to King David. How do we measure him? What is our measurement? And what are we measuring ourselves against? If we're measuring ourselves against our ancient fathers, we're not doing too good either.
No. Wrong. Well, what does Ezekiel have to say? You know, he's we hearing crickets over there from his end. Ezekiel?
Yes, sir.
Without hearing crickets from your end, get in the wind.
I'm just waiting, but okay. Yeah, I mean, I was looking up Job chapter 1 and verse 20 through 21. Y'all don't mind me read this real quick. It says, did Job know the rent was mansion?
By all means. By all means.
Cool. Job 1 and verse 20. Then Job rose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshiped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Yah gives, and Yah has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yah. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged Yah foolishly. Point of me bringing that out is the fact all the righteousness you could be doing and stuff, it takes one time to mess up and all of that for nothing. And as the Most High definitely gives, he could also take away. And here it is, as we were speaking on King Hezekiah about how he blessed the Most High and worshiped him and cried out to him, and the Most High told him, to get his house in order and everything, and for doing what he did. And the Most High said, I seen your cry, your tears, and so forth and so on, that, he added 15 years on to him. So just getting something like that, yeah, you'd be all happy and things, but then, the pride kicks in, proudness, nobody can say or do anything towards you or for you and stuff, and then next thing you know, you just, like I said, you get this this energy of unstoppable, like you said, So it's not a good look. So that should remind us, even us being out here today, we got to be kings and queens and stuff. The fact is, we got to represent our king, which is the Most High. So all the righteousness that we're trying to do and strive for, we keep messing up or continue to keep doing foolish things, then all that work and being cautious is all for nothing, especially when you do get blessed from the Most High. Stay humble, That's all
right.
I got to say.
You're right.
That's the real key right there. Stay humble. Yeah. Unfortunately, King Hezekiah didn't stay humble. He approached Yah humbly, and Yah answered him with a great blessing, but he lost his humility somewhere. What happened?
Right.
Right.
It's like
it would have been nice had he gone out in humility, right?
Right. It's like this. If we don't stay humble when we're blessed by the Most High. It's just like a guy got a whole farmyard full of chickens, but he can't eat one because the Most High took all his teeth. You got a warehouse full of gold, but you can't use it for anything significant because your health is deteriorating. or your mind is deteriorating. So people, we as human, as Ezekiel alluded to, need to have fear of the Most High and be humble. Because otherwise, nothing that's going to work for us. And everything else works on under that codification. But our codification is quite different.
The Most High did so many great things for King Hezekiah. He was threatened by the Assyrians. Rabshakeh, coming with his men, 185,000. Y'all smoked those men in one night. One angel smoked those men in one night. They're sending like 150,000 Russian troops to the border of Ukraine. You know, an angel, the Most High, could do the same thing today that he did back then to Rabshakeh and his crew. Same thing.
I thought about that country. Huh? I thought about the very same thing.
I mean, they're saying Ukrainians got 250,000 troops. That ain't nothing for the angels, y'all's hosts, to smash in one night, no matter what kind of weapons they got. So the fact that Yah loved the seed of King David so much, King Hezekiah so much, he sent this champion angel to fight his battle and protect him, sent Rabshakeh and King Sennacherib home with their tail between their legs, and King Hezekiah to have to fire one shot, one arrow, lift up one sword. And then he was ill, and the Most High brought him back to health and extended his life 15 years. So the Most High's attention was on King Hezekiah, but he didn't finish it out right, unfortunately.
And people are like that today. Here, back then, that was evident, the Creator. And people were stubborn and had their own arrogance. Isn't that today? You know, so these are human stories of how people have 1 minute rejoiced, seen the works of the Most High, then turn around and act ridiculous. You say you're hard-headed. I would be scared. I'm just thinking to myself, oh, I would be frightened. I would, oh, my gosh. But true to form, I hope that all of us and people are listening can humble themselves, and it takes work because you got to get all that negativeness out of you and not be so appetized by the things. And that's another aspect. He was showing off all what he had. You know, and people look on, you got that, take a plot on you. And sure enough, got taken away, didn't it? He said it's going to be taken away.
Exactly.
And that's what
happened. To a large degree, King Hezekiah was playing, yeah. King Hezekiah was playing him.
And he got played. Okay.
Yeah, you can't play with, yeah.
Then you got played. You can't play games with y'all. Then you're going to get played in the final analysis. Mm-hmm. Well, so Shehudi, Cartrell, Ezekiel, I think we've done a great job of evidence in this short chapter and brought out the meat of the chapter. And now, so Shehudi, it's up to you to put in some work with chapter 30 of Proverbs.
Yeah, general, the subtitle from this other Bible is General Instructions. That's interesting.
Right.
I'm sorry, Yehudi, before you go there. I just was taking notice of the name in the first verse.
That's
Barada.
We're on the same plane, because I was going to ask
Baladin. Baladan. It sounds like Osama bin Laden. Same type of name. Maradak, Baladan, Baladan of Babylon. They keep them same type of names, right?
I was going to ask you, could you read one? I didn't want to mess up the name.
I'm talking about it in Isaiah 39. I'm not talking about Proverbs.
Oh, okay. That's deep. That's interesting. That's an interesting observation.
Baladan, Maradak.
Yeah, I see. This is different. But I still was going to ask you to read 1 to 3. Well, you don't have to. But I don't want to stumble over these names, these Hebrew names. Agar, am I right? Agar?
I have to get to the book of Proverbs. My computer.
Okay, I'll wait.
You're in chapter 30?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right.
Agora Sun.
How's it spelled? Spell it, because my computer's...
A-G-U-R.
Agur.
Aguru.
Son
Agur. Of Yaakov. Agur.
Yeah.
Son of Yaakov.
How you spell it?
Y-A-Q-E-H.
Yaakwe.
Yaakwe. Who are these people? You know?
Nope.
But it's a message. These are words. Of Agur, son of Yaakov, whatever. A message. This man declares to Lithiel, I-T-H-I-E-L, I-T-H-I-E-L, Ithiel, to Ithiel, and you call, U-K-A-L. For I am more stupid than anyone, okay, and do not have the understanding of a man. And I have not learned wisdom, but I do not know, but I do know the knowledge of the set apart one. No comment? Four, who has gone up in the heavens and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If you know it. Israel. And people use that and say, that's it. Even Ezekiel, I think, told me that that's about Israel. Did you tell me that, Ezekiel?
Wait, say
it
again?
Is about Israel. All
huh?
You got to do is go to Exodus 4, verse 22.
There you go.
Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Tell Pharaoh, let my son, even my firstborn, Israel, go.
We were his firstborn. We are his firstborn. We were and we are. And people usually have to say is Yahshua. Every word of Eloah, E-L-O-A-H, is pride. He is a shield to those taking refuge in him. And he is. When I go to the Most High and take refuge, what does he do? He's a shield. He protects me. He protects you. He protects us. Do not add to his word, lest he reprove you, and you be found a liar. Oh, I've seen that. Seven.
Add to his word. Who adds to his words?
People?
Those who are not his prophets, right? If you're not speaking, thus saith Yah, and if Yah didn't send you, you should not be speaking in behalf of Yah, should you?
Right. That's in Jeremiah. I don't know the scriptures. And when he was getting ready to allow Nebuchadnezzar to take over Israel, and the prophet Jeremiah, was telling them. Two matters I have asked of you. Deny them not to me before I die. Remove falsehood and a lying word far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me my portion of bread, lest I become satisfied and deny you. And say, who is Yah? And least I be poor and still and seize the name of my Elohim. Anybody have a interpretation?
What verse was that?
8:9. Give me neither poverty or riches. No. Remove falsehood and a lying word far from me. Give me neither poverty, they never said it right, nor riches. Feed me my portion of bread, lest I become satisfied and deny you, and say, who is Yah? I don't know.
And I will not become impoverished and steal and profane the name of Yah. So it's two extremes, right?
Right.
Don't let me be too poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I will not start stealing and profane the name of Yah, because you don't want to be too poor, you start stealing food, and you don't want to be too rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
I will not be full and deny you. That's what we did. We said, you sure and wax back and kick, like we didn't need Yah, just like Hezekiah. He
uh-huh.
got full of himself, and
mm-hmm.
he's talking about who is Yah. No, you must walk humbly with Yah all the days of your life. The whole be of man, the whole duty of man, is to fear Yah and keep his commandments. His
mm-hmm.
command is for us to be humble. So keep deception and lies far from me, because people will deceive you and, you know, have you walk in the wrong path.
Yeah, mine say, verse 8, this is remove far from me vanity and lies.
Yes.
You know, vanity, things that's no worth to it, and get it from around you. Whether it's material, people, books, entertainment, you know, all this and that and the other of the world and stuff, if it's vain, get it from around you. It's not going to do you no justice. And obviously, the world is given into the hand of the wicked. So, I mean, what wisdom can you pick up from vain things of other nations' culture, or trying to figure out what their gods are, or whatever they choose, or whatever you want to get the Curious George syndrome into, you want to go searching out, you know, that can get you into mischief and turn you into a lie or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not our mentality in America. Because if you hit that mega ball or power ball for $500 million, you're going for it, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Richard,
yep.
And you might forget the Most High if you got $500 million in America.
Oh,
trust
yeah,
me.
You would definitely. Yes, you would definitely.
Feed me with the food that is my portion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What I earn by the work
mm-hmm.
of my hand, the sweat of my brow.
Mm-hmm. 10. Do not slander a servant to his master, lest he curses you, and you be found guilty. You don't slander people. Regardless if you're in a servitude situation, people in general, don't slander. Because he will curse you. He'll curse you out.
They call it defamation of character.
Uh-huh.
You could be sued for libel.
That's what Cardi B is doing to a woman who has a blog or YouTube. She said some slanderous things about her. And she's suing her for $12 million. And the woman is saying, I ain't got that kind of money. I read the article. I said, oh, my goodness. We are so foolish. There is a generation that this, I'm surprised y'all still ain't going to be quiet on this, because we're talking about the children today. Let's get into this. 13. There is a generation.
You're in 11. You're in 11, not 13.
I mean 11, yep. You're right. And I got my finger on it saying 13. Thank you very much. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. There is a generation.
We're living in it.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
there is a generation. Wait a minute. Let me finish the phrase. There is a generation clean in its own eyes, but not washed from its own filth.
Everybody thinks they're right. Everything he says right. There's no codification behind him, and the evidence doesn't lie. Look at us, universally speaking.
I knew you would respond to that. That's a subject.
It's true.
Yeah, and again, now I'm in 13. The same, it follows up. There is a generation. Oh, how faulty are their eyes. And their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are swords and whose jaw teeth are knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men.
Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Vladimir Putin.
They are haughty.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So many. Mm-hmm. Our generation.
Yeah. Lofty eyes. They want to go to the stars and beyond, into the Milky Ways. And his eyes are raised in arrogance. He's the kind of person whose teeth are like swords, and his jaw teeth like knives to devour the poor from the earth. These powerful people that live on the planet Earth and the needy from among mankind. That's the genocide that's going on. These vaccinations, food poisoning, and genetic modifying the food we're eating. Who do they think they are?
I think they're God.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll turn to a different but similar. 15, mine reads as follows. Two daughters. Give. Three are not satisfied. Four that never say enough.
Yeah, bloodsuckers, right? A leech is never satisfied.
Right.
They'll suck your blood until they burst.
Yep. Boom. Look like a murder scene.
Yeah.
Don't mind me. I'm sorry. It's just we went camping and we see how they work at things like that after, you know, usually use fire or pour salt on when they get off. But yes, just saying, look, basing this off of the nature of things. So, but anyway,
yeah. Okay, 16. The grave and the barren womb, soil not satisfied with water, and the fire which never says enough. We said it all. An eye that mocks his father and scorns to obey his mother. Ravens of the Wadi dig it out, and young eagles eat it. That's deep.
You don't ever want to be in that position. Honor your mother and your father all the days of your life, that your days may be long.
Wow. 18.
In other words, if you mock your father and mother, you're going to die. Birds eating your eyes out means you're dead.
In 18, he says, three matters are too marvelous for me, and four, which I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the heavens, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship in the heart of the sea, and the way of a man with a girl. He doesn't understand any of that.
Some things just can't be explained. Or maybe they can. The way of a ship in the middle of the sea, engineering technology, they could break it down.
Mm-hmm.
A snake upon a rock, they know the anatomy of a snake. checking it, the way of an eagle. They know aerodynamics and all that. But it's still marvelous.
Yep, the ship in the heart of the sea.
But still, it's a marvelous thing. You're talking about those, what do they call them? Those barges that's carrying all those tonnage to carry those crates across the sea. How much do they weigh? And why don't they sink? Just based on the weight.
I wonder that too.
But just look at the whole distance and weight of the seas in the ocean. It's like a cork in a bottle.
Right. By comparison, no doubt.
But if we get caught up in a dimension of what we see on the surface, we just get caught up with what we see from a human perspective and don't take that paradigm shift and see it from your perspective and see this big old gigantic ocean or big old gigantic sea. There, we just get attracted by the physical and not see the spiritual and the human dynamic of what's really going on. That man is just insignificant. And anything that he deals or whatnot can't counterbalance the vastness of the ocean or the sea. But it looks lofty to us because we're human beings. We said to ourselves, man, just like you brothers and sisters just say, man, how come that ship don't sink? It's just insignificant.
Another thing to marvel at is the relationship that men and women have with each other.
Love can be a marvelous thing, you know. And it can be fascinating. You know, when you go out, Patriel and Sushi Hootie and Ezekiel and myself, you go out in the public and you see a man and a woman and you know they are attracted to one another and you see they have each other best interest at heart. It can be fascinating. Very fascinating.
Yeah, their partner. Oh, here we go. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She shall eat and wipe her mouth and say, I have not done wickedness.
You know what I call it, Sushi Hootie? The alley cat mentality. You know what I call it? The alley cat mentality. An alley cat can go in the alley. Every Tom, Dick, and Tommy cat and knock off. And then when she got knocked off, she wipes her tail or whatever. And I ain't doing nothing wrong. I'm just an alley cat. And unfortunately, some of us have subscribed to this Western Hemisphere because they got sneakily, linked with the sneaky, whatever they got going on. And their attitude, hey, it's what we do. The evidence don't lie. I ain't getting nothing wrong. Everybody else doing it. And so that's their justification for their behavior. Everybody else doing it. Why not me? The alley cat mentality.
And it started with the soap operas, didn't it?
One Life to Live, General Hospital, as the day's turn. It was so many, man. It was
All My Children as the world turns.
Right, as the world turns. You're right.
As, yeah, I used to watch that as the world turns back in the day.
Yeah.
But now they just got three.
General Hospital.
Oh, they still, that's what they got General Hospital still on, I found out. One of the oldest folks.
Ain't that all about adultery? Sneaking around, sleeping with people's wives and secret babies and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and people with money.
Well, now they got these, reality shows. While your reality pass you by, they have these reality shows, but real reality pass you by. They got the housewives of this, the housewives of that, folks in it is, folks in it that. Same thing, but a different genre. But it's the same list.
How about the Bachelor and the Bachelorette? Do they ever get married?
I don't know. They put on a show about it.
And some of them broke up. Yeah. I was thinking thinking, is he sleeping with all the women, or the guy that's a bachelor? Is he sleeping with those women? I mean, the bachelorette, is she sleeping with the men, and the bachelor, is he sleeping with the women? I'm like, I don't want,
I would
I don't
they should, be intimate with them kisses, but would they be showing?
You put a grown man and a grown woman in a room, and they don't have any restraints, they don't have any fear of the Most High, anything goes.
Anything.
Let's get it on.
Yep. That's right. That's what they
be saying. I try to hit that note. Let's get it on.
Now you can't go as deep as Yum Su.
There you go.
It's your thing.
Do what you want to do.
I can't tell you.
Who the soccer to. Yeah. That's basically it. And the justification is everybody else doing, why not me?
Right.
And that's sad. And we land. Look at fellow students in radio land. We're not laughing because we're marketing. We're laughing because sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying.
Yes, say it. That's right.
Right. The way we have been reduced, and it's Western.
And really, some of the songs we love was adultery. If you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you with. What? If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you with.
And what about Katrina? Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I used to hate that song.
Going on and on.
We both know it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
What? If loving you is wrong,
I don't want to be right.
Me being with that. I'd rather live alone to it.
So we think rap music is bad, right? We think hip hop is bad. So we was listening to some bad music, and we was flowing with it, wasn't it?
Bad influencers.
Jeez. Yeah. That's why elders are twisted now. You listening to me and Mrs. Jones.
Okay. 21. Come on now.
We did digress, didn't we, sister?
No, not really.
It's the truth.
I got a little ways to go because I know y'all want to do the commentary. 21. Under three matters, the earth trembles.
Oh.
And under four, it is unable to bear. Under a servant when he reigns, and a fool when he's satisfied with food. Under a hated woman who marries, and a female servant who supplants her mistress.
Well, mine said in 23, a hateful woman when she had married. See, Mary ain't gonna color you. Just because you hate.
What do you say, women? What do you say, 23 or 21?
Yeah, 23. Just because a woman or a man is married, it's not going to shadow over the hatred. And the world trembles at those type relationships. A hateful woman. A hateful woman, man for that matter, is just that, a hateful woman or a man. And it doesn't make matters better for you simply because you're married. It calls in that relationship per se, in that family per se, and in that community per se. It does nothing to satisfy the community. And also, that maidservant who succeeds a mistress. A servant succeeding her mistress, become the mistress, that's a shame too. And you know, just like we were talking about these soap operas, they'll mess with the maidservant and the men servant. But for the maidservant to become the mistress, that's not normal. None of this is normal. And it serves no constructive and positive purpose for us, the community is concerned, for the nation is concerned.
under 3 days, the earth quakes. Under 4, it cannot endure. Under a slave, when he becomes king, a slave becoming king, that's the situation we're in now. Once I said, a no people will rule over us. And a fool, when he is satisfied with food, under an unloved woman, when she gets a husband, because that's going to bring out her joy, I guess, and a female servant, when she dispossesses her mistress, that's the same situation as when a slave becomes king. How is a female servant going to dispossess her mistress? That's the situation that was going on with Sarah and Hagar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's saying things would be shook up in people's worlds when a slave becomes king, when a fool is satisfied with food. A fool should never be satisfied with food. How does fool get food and he's satisfied? Under an unloved woman when she gets married. A woman that has been unloved and she finds a husband, how does that lift her spirit so high? Somebody had to love her to marry her, right?
But you know
her position changes.
There's a saying, Katra, in that regard, too. Hurt people.
So she finds a man that loves her, that brings her so much joy. Her world changes. In her world, it's like the earth is quaking. And things get shook up when a female servant dispossesses her mistress.
Mm-hmm.
We don't learn about that because we don't have no servants that we can relate to that. We've been the servant.
Yeah.
That's why.
Still are.
That's why they're so fearful of us slaves dispossessing them and slaves becoming their kings. That's why young niggas can't vote.
Because
in America.
Yes. As far as that unloved woman, it could go either way. And either way is traumatic. Now, it could go in the way that's constructive and positive on the codification. Uncodified, it could go a different way. It could go an unloved woman that ain't never been in raggedy relationships and they ain't never had a quality relationship. Hurt people if they're uncodified. But if they're codified,
yeah.
Right, if they're codified, it just shakes up the world eyes away because she's never been loved the way she should be loved. And if she gets that love, she responds in a codified manner. It just shakes up the world, as it should. And on the uncodified level, it shakes up the world also.
Well, we can see that in our history between Leah and Rachel, right? Leah felt that she was unloved. And guess what? She shook up Jacob's world, didn't she?
Rocked his world.
No. Huh? She rocked his world, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get that love. When a woman feels she's unloved, sometimes it can be tragic. She can make it real bad if she feels her husband doesn't love her.
That's why it's very imperative, Cartier, that we get these codifications right. Then she or he can understand what real love is. A lot of people don't understand what real love is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fascinating. And sometimes, let me tell y'all this story right quickly. And let me apologize, Sister Rudy, before I tell this story.
No problem.
There was a guy in the Black Sea. He was looking for a diamond. And he looked year after year, day after day. He looked for a diamond. He kept looking year after year, day after day, year after year, day after day. Looking for a black diamond and the black sands without him really paying attention to what he was doing inadvertently. He picked up a gigantic black diamond and threw it in the ocean where he was throwing everything else. See, sometimes we can get caught up uncodified in the darkness and we pick up the diamond that we should be valuing or we become rote. We do things right by rote instead of really examining what you're doing. When you start examining what we're doing and be codified in that examination and stop doing things year after year, day after day, and inadvertently, you throw away the best thing you ever had in your life.
And really, when you, our music was nice, but there was a lot of negative songs. Like, if you ain't got a J-O-B, how you gonna be with me? And
right.
Songs like Tina Turner. What's
right.
love got to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
A secondhand emotion? What is that? is that the same category as a secondhand citizen?
Yeah.
Second class citizen? Is it the same category? A secondhand emotion? What is that?
But you know what?
It's not
listen,
true love. It's love got to
right.
do with it. So we've lost true love.
To you talking, some of that music, even though it wasn't correct, it reflected on our experiences in this country. Just listening to y'all talking, not to say it's right, but it just a thought came, you know, that this is what people were doing, just like in the blues era, you know, but it was more of a being let down and even Nina Simone wrote about a blues about the white man, you know. So some of reflect on the tragedies that we dealt with and how we react to it, and some was for the glory of the Most High and our trials and tribulations. So you got layers of experience, but you see now that the music has changed so drastically. Some of them, you don't even know what they're talking about. And so provocative, and this is where it tells you a sign that the young people are truly lost. Their influence is the world, is what's on the media that's raising them, not the parents. It's gotten worse.
So we're talking about a specific genre, blues, jazz. Those were a hip-hop when it first started. Negro spirituals, all our music really had a purpose and had a message.
Right.
But then you started getting into the rhythm and the blues, the rhythm and the blues, and you started getting songs that were subtle, right? Me and Mrs. Jones, we both know this is wrong, but you singing about it anyway, and people loving the song.
Well, that song, my man got my plumber, and I called the plumber. You know, I called the plumber, and he did my plumbing. You know. Yeah, so suggestive. Back then, you knew it was suggestive, but it wasn't explicit.
And it's dangerous, too.
Oh, yeah.
People love it. It's all right. Me and Mrs. Jones, as long as we can get away with it, we'll sing our song. Me and this is Mrs. Jones. You're going to wind up getting killed, fool, because the husband going to catch you one day with Mrs. Jones.
And see what Mrs. Jones going to be at then. Mrs. Jones will try to get somewhere, get out the way.
And then you got my man, Orange Juice Jones. I saw you walking in the rain. You were holding hands, and I'll never be the same. Yeah. Got people sneaking around, thinking it's okay, but it ain't.
Yeah. That was the Most High said, it ain't cool.
Black culture. It's our music.
Yeah, dark
culture. It ain't just the music. It ain't
dark
just the music. It's the actions of the people.
You're going to enjoy this, Cotriel. 25. I'm going to read out another one. I don't, but
mm-hmm.
I you like to talk about the animals. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer.
Keep going.
I know. I'll read it from that version, and I go back to this because I like what it said. Because the words are so little. The locust.
Okay, so commentary.
The locust. Wait a minute. Where am I? I'm skipped all the way down.
Yeah.
26.
26.
Yeah, so the rock badgers are a weak. They're home in the Correct. Crevices, whatever.
To the locusts.
The locusts have no king yet. They all go out in formation.
And one
spider takes hold with two hands and is in king's palaces.
Yes, as a spider.
Takes hold with two hands and is in king's palaces. And in king's palaces.
Spider.
It sounds like a metaphor. It sounds like metaphors, but using the animal.
Animal could teach you a lot about life. An animal can teach you a lot about life.
I think you missed verse 24, because it says, four things are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly
wide. That's the whole crux of it. Thank you, Cartriel.
And what is their wisdom? To answer not the strong people, but they prepare their food in the summer. So the European mentality is only the strong survive. Most of us said the ants are not strong. You could step on them and crush a whole colony, right?
But they're smart enough to prepare that. Yet they prepare their food in the summer. No, you prepare your food all through so you can harbor for the winter. Well, go ahead. I don't know. Just went off for a minute.
So the rock badger, they're not a mighty people, yet they make their houses in the rocks. Why would a rock badger make his home in the rocks? For protection, right? Like a fort, a fortress, right? That's wisdom, isn't it? You wouldn't think animals would have that kind of wisdom to have a fortress that protects them. But a rock badger, that's what he does. The locusts have no king, yet all of them go out in ranks. Who commands the locusts? Does the Most High command the locusts? Oh, yes. He commanded the locusts to go to Egypt. And did they go out by their ranks in Egypt? Oh, yes, they did. They ate up all the crop of Pharaoh in their ranks. My book
didn't
in 28.
Didn't that happen recently, Pastor?
Locusts, yeah, I just mentioned them. The pestilence that hit East Africa, Ethiopia, Somalia, Eritrea, they were plagued by pestilence in the billions of locusts, which ate up their crop, which caused starvation that they're suffering as we speak. The 28th verse says, the lizard, yours says the spider, mine says the lizard, you may grasp with the hands, yet it is in king's palaces. And lizards, I went to Puerto Rico, and lizards was all over the place, everywhere, in the bed, in the hotel room. You couldn't keep them out.
That's my habitat.
I guess in ancient times, there was no way to keep them out either. The lizard. Yours says the spider. And spider, the same thing. Spiders do what lizards do. They enter your house. You don't know how they got in. But they there, aren't they?
That's interesting. 29. There are three matters that are going well. And four are good in walking. A lion, which is mighty among these, and does not turn away from facing all. A greyhound, and a male goat, and a king, whose army is with him. Three things. A lion, a greyhound, and a king.
Yeah, it says greyhound. Mine says a strutting rooster and a male goat. In the same category.
Yep, because the other one says the greyhound also, and his goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up.
Mine says, and a king when his army is with him.
The army is with him, yep.
So we went from the weakest things, the smallest things on earth, to some of the mightiest things. There are three things which are stately in their march, when they march forth. A lion with his pride, they don't retreat from anything, unless it's a man with a gun. And even then, they'll attack a man with a gun.
Uh-uh.
The strutting rooster, we know that roosters, they like their territory, which is why they bet on what they call them cockfights.
Uh-huh.
And male goats, they fight each other, battle each other for dominance. And they don't.
Because I said
really
it
have...
does not, they don't turn away.
Hmm?
They don't turn away. They don't, and does not turn mm-hmm. away from facing all a greyhound, or you say rooster, and a male goat.
Mm-hmm.
And a king whose army is with him. Hmm.
Vladimir Putin.
Okay, you.
He ain't turning back. Vladimir is not turning back. His army is with him.
You know, 32, if you have been foolish in lifting up yourself, or if you have plotted evil, your hand on your mouth.
Mm. You're only saving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stop plotting evil. Because when you plotting, you talking some ish. And if you pumping yourself up, you should be quiet.
Wow.
There's a brother on the internet saying he's the rebirth of Isaiah the prophet. And he's boasting about who he is. I think he should put his hand on his mouth.
Last one.
And
then,
he's not the only one. But there's plenty of people out there exalting themselves, right?
Exalting, yeah. And for what?
Every time you see somebody exalting themselves, they're fools.
Mm-hmm.
If you have been foolish in exalting yourself, only a fool exalts himself.
You have been foolish in lifting up yourself. That's true.
Yeah.
For a milk under pressure brings forth curd. And as a nose under pressure brings forth blood, oh, I've had you on your nose, so wrath under pressure brings forth strife. Mm. Good parable.
Mm-hmm.
So wrath under pressure. Yeah, people have, you know, like the guy driving down the street. And it was road rage, but he thought the guy shot at him, and it wasn't a shot. It was something else that hit his car, but it wasn't a gunshot. And he just started unloading his gun, shooting through the window. It could have ricocheted.
Mm-hmm.
5 or 6 shots. That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. He in jail.
Crazy.
Because that's how he hit his road rage. And then come to find out the two stories. What happened here in Detroit, these two teenagers, the young man, they said his name, not the newscaster, but a relative. He was dating a woman that had a 5-year-old child. Let's go with that first. And she was pregnant with his child. And they were a family. And he helped out the community, the boyfriend. And he helped these teenagers. And what happened, the teenagers turned against them and shot 4. The news say 3. But they consider a pregnant woman, that's a human being in her womb. So it was a quadruple. So courses are shot, and guess what? And they caught the teenagers within less than 48 hours. And you couldn't believe, how can somebody shoot a 5-year-old in the face? How can you be that callous? We just talked about the generation and how they are. And this was the whole thing when we got to our land. We would get rid of the laws that was applied that we learned. We would get rid of those things in the land. You wouldn't have adulterous behavior. You know?
All these codes try to set us on the right path. It's
mm-hmm.
called the path of righteousness. And you can't walk the path of righteousness with anger. Right? People think they can walk the path of righteousness with anger, but anger mm-hmm. produces strife. And we see strife, you know, and angry people more and more every day. people in America are angry. Some of them don't even know why they're angry, or they're being misled, and they're building up their anger based on lies. And it seems like the world is angrier more and more every day, and it only is going to produce more and more strife.
I don't see all that it is the shot. I think it's because whenever a group of people have this attitude, and Yamsu, you've talked about it many times over the years. I'm paraphrasing some things. Have a privilege. Some of them consciously don't look at it. They subconsciously, because of their environment of ownership. This is my land. I can, you know, you get this attitude, I can do what I want to do. And what has happened is when the government then tells you, you have to wear a mask, or you got to take shots. You see how they act. They're rebelling. These Caucasian people are nuts because of that attitude. But it manifests to our children. You can't tell me what to do. Attitude. And this is where we got that conflict in our family. And it's because we're here. And it's a great amount of influence and pressure that we're getting from outside entities that are causing all this havoc. Not trying to be psychological here, but that's it. Thank you, Yamsu. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem. And the evidence doesn't lie. Ezekiel, what is your closing remarks or comments?
Yeah, Big Zeke, what's your comment, darling?
Okay, can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. What I get out of that whole chapter and verse, I mean, it's like a domino effect of starting as a child and, you know, coming into adulthood and not following and keeping the order of the Most High, you know. And the reason why I'm going to this law is based on, you know, pretty much where I got out of that is getting the understanding, the knowledge, the wisdom that the Most High is putting out here as far as what a child would be. And then if the child doesn't grow up in the ways of the Most High, this is what it could turn out to be, you know. And with that being said, the end of this, you know, could be, you know, well, will be death, depending on once they're breaking the Torah and everything. But I just want to read this. This is Deuteronomy 21 and verse 18. It says, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastised them, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious and will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put away evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. And that's it on that. So with this being said, you know, we have other laws about, you know, not fornicating, committing adultery, but these are all taught up coming up in your childhood years, you know, and you're getting exposed and so forth and so on. This is why the Most High is talking about putting away these evils and things, you know, move this wickedness from amongst my set apart ones, you know. And this is the mindset that we're supposed to have during this time, at least some of us, but, you know, that's what our people have to work on. And things, like I said, you know, I was talking earlier, these reality shows, Demon Book, you know, all these social media outlets to promote these things and make it like it's a natural way of living. Number one, to shame the Most High. Two, to shame us as being the Most High's people and stuff. And therefore, we just keep falling into their traps, creating our own snares and things, and following the ways of this world and stuff. We're supposed to turn away. We're supposed to be trained up as a child, even as an adult. He's still a child to the Most High, so you got to train, retrain yourself back up the way he wants you to be. And also, take into consideration all of these things and, you know, with the animals and things of the wisdom of them, like, we go back to the foundation with the Most High has been trying to teach us this whole time and lead us to, then we would be that set apart nation. We will stay holy and righteous. So, anyway, that's all I got to say. Shalom.
Praise the Almighty. Thank you, Zeke. So, Shehudi, your closing comments or remarks?
I think I said enough. All of you have said things so eloquently and put out with the Proverbs very well. We got a one discussion to get people to think and examine their actions and review their actions and try another way. But only if you seek the Most High. Thank you.
Praise God. Katrion, your closing remarks will come.
Very powerful words you read tonight in this book of Psalms, verse 5. Every word of Elohim is pure. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his word, or he will rebuke you, and you will be proven a liar. Two things I've asked of you. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep deception and lies far from me. Let me see the pure truth, yeah? Give me neither poverty nor riches. Some place in between where I'm at now. Praise Yah. Thank his praise and bless his holy name. I'm not poor. I'm not rich. Feed me with the food that is my portion. And that's what Yah has always given me, my portion, so that I will not be full and deny you and say, who is Yah? Which is why we're in the situation that we're in now, because Yeshua waxed fat and kicked. Our whole nation got rich and thought we didn't need Yah anymore. And that I will not become impoverished, so poor, and start stealing and profane the name of my Elohim. Because Yah's name is attached to us. My name is Katriel Ben Yosef, Ben Yisrael. And if I start stealing, I will profane the name of my God if I steal. That's why Joseph didn't steal. He could have stole what he wanted from Potiphar. He said Potiphar didn't even know what was in his house. And with the mentality we have today, we probably would have lifted stuff out of Potiphar's house. But when you do that, you profane the name of Yah, because Yah's name is attached to us. So many important things. And then he directs our attention to the animals. People of Western Hemisphere say your animals are dumb. No, the Most High said animals are wise. Four things are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. Ants, rock badgers, locusts, lizards. And what book says other animals? But we could look to Yah's creation, other forms of his creation in the form of insects and animals, and maybe we can gain some wisdom because he perceives them as having being exceedingly wise. So I know that the Orientals, the Chinese, they study animals, they study insects, and they extract wisdom from them. Martial arts come from them studying animals, and certain medicines come from them studying animals. They used to watch bears and other animals when they got wounded with animals and with plants they would take and try for themselves. So animals aren't as dumb as Western Hemisphere, Western thinking perceives them to be. So many things in here that are jewels that we can take away to reframe our thinking and our understanding. We definitely need these codes. Because without them, we're lost. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you, Katriel. Thanks, Shehudi. And thank you, Ezekiel. May the Most High bless you and continue directing on yourselves. Fellow students, a lot of it about the codification, we suggest that you follow the codification. Start leaning to your own understanding. It is not cute. It is not working for you. Let the Most High direct and order your steps. Let his footstep be your pathway so you can improve yourself. And at the end of every study session, we offer you closing parting gifts, which is a new heart and new spirit. You would need these to help facilitate your studies and improve your life. ask the Most High for a new heart and spirit, unlike King Dollar. So you can help improve your life and help make your life better and help make others' lives better. We pray that the Most High bless you and direct you and hold, continue to order your steps. We love you. May the Most High bless you and continue to order your steps. Cartrell, Sister Hootie, and Ezekiel, you have anything to say in closing to the people?
Shalom.
Yes, may the Most High bless us.
Good night.
Shalom, fam. The Most High be with us till next time. Same bat channel.
We love you.
Right.
May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among those loved the most. You know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner, who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe. I believe we're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe. I believe. I believe. A true, true believe.